Yes, good morning once again. God bless you this morning as you dial in and join me with God's Word. I want to welcome you here to the Daily Inspiration. And I trust that because we are in God's Word and reading God's Word, that truly there will be an inspiration for you and I as we look at God's Word. He inspires us and gives us courage and faith and trust in Him to meet each day and the challenges that you and I face each day. I want to welcome you here this morning, and I want to continue talking about what we've been looking at this week about being content. We've looked at some scriptures. We've seen some examples in scriptures. We've taken a look at a few things, and this is just a very brief going through and looking at this. There's many things that I encourage you to look it up in the Word. And God will teach you as you look through His Word and study out these things. I have confidence that He'll do that. But today I would like to continue on this this theme here. But I just would like to address a few things that would maybe be an enemy of ours as we are desiring to be content before the Lord and content with such things as we have. And there are some things that would, if they came into our lives, they could steal away this contentment. And I just want to look at that briefly. There's many things that can rob us of contentment. But I think one thing that I'd like to focus on today would just be murmurings and complaining. If we find ourselves complaining and murmuring against God, that is going to rob us of that life of contentment. Now, yesterday we had talked about how that if we have a right relationship with God, that it will be a place for us to be very content. When that relationship is right, when the order is in its place, then we'll be a content people because we'll have had God sitting on His throne, guiding our lives and giving us direction, speaking into our lives, and there is great contentment with that. And that is what all of us as Christians may be striving to have that right relationship with our Heavenly Father. And as we talked about, it's through Jesus Christ, our Savior. I'd like to just think about a couple of examples. There's some Old Testament examples of murmuring and complaining that we can read about. The Hebrew children, as God brought them out of Egypt, they went into a journey to the promised land, and all along the way, as you well know, these people murmured and complained, they grumbled and complained against Moses and Aaron and against God. And it is an example for us to see that God was not pleased with that at all, because it is saying to God, I'm not happy with what you're doing. I don't trust what you're doing. And it really is offense to our Maker to grumble and complain about our circumstances instead of giving thanks. We can read that in Exodus chapter 16. We can see a little bit of murmurings in there. Numbers 14, if you remember the 12 spies that were sent into the land of Canaan, and they came back, and 10 of them said, no way, we can't do it. We cannot take this land. The people are giants. It's just, we can't do it. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. But two of them, Joshua and Caleb, came back with good reports and said, yes, God's given us this land. These people will be like bread for us. Let's go in. God has given it to us. Well, the people murmured and complained, and they were ready to take action and make their own leader. And they were complaining and grumbling, and God was very dissatisfied with that. You can read that in Numbers 14. Also, another time in Numbers chapter 17, we also read about how there was a tribe of people, there was people that were very dissatisfied with Moses being their leader. They just thought that he shouldn't be the one trying to encourage people to do what they're doing and to lead them out. And Korah is the man in that we're speaking of here and the tribe there. And they were very jealous over who God had chosen to be leaders in His people. And because of their rebellion, and they're murmuring and grumbling and complaining. God took action there, and Korah didn't fare too well with that. The earth opened up and swallowed him, and the ones that were jealous and came before Moses and complained. And God was showing the people that he was in charge here. He was going to make things work out right for them if they looked to him and not murmur and complain. These are examples that God has given us. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 1, we can also read about some murmurings. And there's several scriptures throughout. You remember the story. The Hebrew people were constantly complaining and grumbling, and just they couldn't find contentment. They didn't trust the Lord. And it was very, like I say, it was very offensive to God. It wasn't a good situation for them at all. But I'd like to look at some New Testament scripture and just see just some things that God will be speaking to us about murmurings. And first I'll be reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'll just read a few verses here. And it's talking about the children of Israel, the Hebrew children. And it says, I'll start with 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all of these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. And God has given us examples there. He is not pleased with the way the people were complaining and grumbling there, and we're being exhorted here in Scripture not to complain. And that can be a challenge for us. We tend to be complainers, but God wants to help us to overcome that. Philippians chapter 2. I'd like to also read some scripture here out of Philippians. And I'll be reading verses 14 through 16. And it says, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. These Christians are being exhorted to do all things without murmuring and disputings, no complaining, but just being able to give God thanks and to trust him for all that he wants to do in our lives and help us to walk through this life here on this earth. I know as a father, when I see my children complaining, it does grieve me. I don't like to hear the complaints. We don't have a long enough life on this earth to be filling that time with complaining. I think we should be very thankful to God and try to see the blessing of God's hand in our lives. And be very cautious against complaining and murmuring. I see these warnings in scriptures. As I see my children getting caught up in some of the grumbling and complainings, which is very normal. We all see that in children, and we see it in our own lives. We've found that one thing that is very helpful in getting us away from that attitude of grumbling and complaining is to just simply think on scriptures and quote scriptures and speak from scriptures that we've committed to memory, just to be able to cleanse our thoughts and our hearts It's amazing how quickly our attitude will change as we begin to speak forth the Word of God, and we begin to put in place the words of God, and it helps us not to stay down in that low pit where we're troubled and complaining and we find ourselves murmuring. And if we have found in our family that if we will, at that moment when we sense that there's grumbling and complaining, we'll begin to quote some scripture. Now, I will say this, the flesh will fight and be irritated at this at first. And we don't feel like quoting, but that flesh is kind of cringing at that. But if we'll work through that and we'll begin to quote scriptures and begin to speak words of life, which are the Word of God, we begin to see the transformation in our thoughts. And God begins to cleanse our minds and our hearts and purify us by His Word. We are to renew our minds in the Word of God and change our thoughts. And I see that happening. And like I said, it takes some time. We do have to be patient. We need to quote some scripture and then quote some more scripture and keep quoting until we can sense that, yes, this grumbling and complaining attitude is starting to fade away and there's starting to be a change of thought and heart here. And we begin to encourage one another. Keep on quoting that scripture. And it's amazing how God uses His Word to change our hearts and our minds. And I would encourage you today, maybe you find yourself grumbling and complaining, I would encourage you, memorize scripture and quote scripture. In your family, encourage each other to do the same. And don't be afraid to let somebody encourage you as well. Maybe your wife or even some of your children, they can do it respectfully, but just ask for scripture. And it's amazing how God will use that to change our whole countenance. Our minds will change about how life looks. We begin to speak the words of life, and it's we found it to be a great blessing. And I want to encourage you to also be able to do the same. And I would say to us that there's sometimes people have a difficult time memorizing long passages. It can be difficult, and that's understandable. But maybe you could memorize some short little passages and be able to quote those, and then add to that as time goes on. You can continue to memorize, and it becomes easier and easier as time goes on. But don't get discouraged if you can't quote a long passage. Just pick out some little passages and be faithful in those. God will help you to be able to do even more later on. He'll bless that effort. And so that's just something that we have found in our home that is a very powerful tool to change our attitudes when they're not right, when we find ourselves in a place where we shouldn't be in our minds, and we find that everything looks gray and dark and maybe it just seems like a bad day. God's Word turns our hearts around. And I just would encourage you, let's don't be like the Hebrew children that grumbled and complained. God was very displeased with that. And so may you be blessed as you speak out the Word of God. And Lord willing, we'll take a look at some scriptures about giving thanks. And I believe that as we do that, we will open up some doors for God to be able to pour out blessing in our lives that we are simply not able to contain, just overflowing from our lives. And may that be true of every man, woman, and child that calls upon the name of our Lord and Savior. Well, I'd like to leave you with that today. Hopefully you're challenged and blessed this morning. And I just pray that God will give you much grace to not grumble or complain, but in everything give thanks. God bless you today.